Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting second. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ken Harrelson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hannon. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Jim Hannon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting second. The right fielder, Ken Berry. Batting third. The first baseman, Tommy McCraw. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Agee. The throw from Camilli and he is safe. Agee steals second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair strikes out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen takes first base on ball four. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen strikes out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Brinkman trying to get to third. Berry throws the ball into Buford, who tags Brinkman for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ward. Howard reaches second base with a double. Valentine moves to third. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 1 in the game. Peterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0 for 1 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Valentine. Adair reaches second base with a double. Ward goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen misplays the ball. That's an error on Hansen. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0 for 1 in the game. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Hannon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards third. Buford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Josephson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw bunts towards the mound. Hannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Agee hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCraw moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McCraw scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 2 in the game. Peterson hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into left field. Ward settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 2 in the game. Josephson hits a fly ball into right field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova pinch hits for Doug Camilli. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Allen pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Senators, 3, White Sox, 3. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Paul Casanova now catching. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. AG hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Bob Locker now pitching. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Savarin pinch runs for Frank Howard. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0 for 3 in the game. Peterson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Savarin moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Cap Peterson now playing left field. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 3 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 1 in the game. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Peterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 4 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Josephson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into right field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Agee strikes out. There goes McCraw. The throw from Casanova to second, and McCraw is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-4 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Buford. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wood. Harrelson moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen strikes out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova is walked intentionally. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Lines now pitching. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ward strikes out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-4 in the game. Josephson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Scourin pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 5 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 1 in the game. King hits a fly ball into right field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 5 in the game. Harrelson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Berry strikes out. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. AG hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCraw moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dignan pinch hits for Dick Lines. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lomaby fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Allen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Casey Cox now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 5 in the game. Josephson takes first base on ball 4. Ed Stroud pinch runs for Dwayne Josephson. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stroud. The throw from Casanova and he is safe. Stroud steals second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Hansen is walked intentionally. Al Weiss pinch runs for Ron Hansen. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Casanova settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Al Weiss now playing shortstop. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is 0 for 2 in the game. King hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weiss fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 6 in the game. Harrelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Senators 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Knowles. Berry moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 4 for 6 in the game, with four singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harrelson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 3 for 6 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Agee is walked intentionally. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Ward is walked intentionally. Agee moves to second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 6 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Berry scores. Agee moves to third. Ward moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.